Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino. Kasama natin ngayong umaga si Paula Josefa Sobido. Siya ang National Vet o TAFE Officer ng Council of International Students Australia. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Paula.
Magandang umaga, Annaline. Magandang umaga sa inyo lahat.
Una, Paula, pag-usapan natin, ano ang tungkulin o role mo sa CISA?
Okay, so the Council of International Students or CISA, it's really focused on international students, community and advocacy. So, syempre, iba-iba yung mga roles from president to the other executives. So, my role is focused on VET, TAFE, LECOS, and foundation colleges. So, being the officer of this sector, yung tungkulin natin is to engage with them and find or increase the representation from our sector. Most of the time, kasi pag international students, lagi natin naisip higher education, yung mga master's degree, or PhD, or even bachelor's degree. But VET, TAFE, LECOS, and foundation, marami rin tayong international students on this sector. So, for several years, this is the underrepresented sector. But I know, even before, yung officers before me, they've tried their best to get representation from this sector. And this year, I'm actually finishing my term by next week. We will elect our new officer. And I'm humbled enough to have the privilege to have established that communication or re-established that connection with the other stakeholders. Like for ACPET, ACPET is the Australian Council for Private Education and Training. So sila yung sa VET. While TAFE, we're talking about the public, so which is the government. So this is the government institution that provides the technical and further education. So with TAFE, there would be several, meron pang iba na that would fall under like skills training, meron din English language. So meron din tayong private institution na nagpo-provide yung English courses.
So isang malaking sector ito sa education?
Malaki, kung titingnan natin, malaking parte siya ng international education or education itself. Yun. Mm. Itong VET, TAFE, LECOS, and foundation, even sabi natin sa colleges, maraming international students, but these are young kids like year 11, year 12, and even, you know, those who have just started and they began their journey in Australia from year 11 or year 10 or year 12, tapos moving on to maybe VET or TAFE. And at times, this sector is, it's not just underrepresented, but others would take it lightly or don't give it a much value because, VET sila or sa TAFE sila, nag-aaral or what. But I personally believe that we should have the same, you know, we should be treated or taken equally as higher education because those who have gone through VET and TAFE, technically once they finish, they are highly employable. Yeah, it is a vast sector, I would say, and I am from VET and TAFE. I am from that sector, and I think someone from the conference, like last year, someone needs to step up and say, hey, we have to do something about this. I mean, it may not be, sorry, not a very big step, but at least from a little small step, we could establish that, and, you know, hopefully we could sustain that and have that growth in the community that earn that respect. Kaya, ganon, medyo passionate. Kaya, again, I'm just so fortunate that these key officers from these stakeholders are very supportive of me, of my role, at saka sa CISA. So, and we're looking forward to see them in the conference.
Kanina nabanggit mo, some people might take VET or TAFE courses lightly. At times, may mga challenges na hinaharap yung mga VET students or yung TAFE students na hindi nabibigyan ng pansin ng mga proper agencies, hindi ba?
Yes. Like isang example, meron akong kakilala din international student who has finished commercial cookery and he applied for work. After completing that, and he is here on international student visa. Since he applied from this particular hotel, hindi siya nabigyan ng pagkakataon na ma-apply niya yung na pag-aralan niya. He is working as a food and beverage attendant. He said it is a welcome learning But then, of course, di ba, inugoy mo yung panahon mo, oras mo, yung dedication mo sa course, kursong yung cookery, commercial cookery, and you would like to, you know, apply that and develop that skill further. Pero not all, let's say, opportunities are available from, you know, the employment sector. Mayroon ding iba na in terms of pay, it's always given not just for vet and TAFE, but I think in general for international students, it's always a challenge. Like, because we have restricted number of hours, meron din tayong mga hindi ding maiwasan na nagtatake advantage of the international students. Even with like my local counterparts or my colleagues or my domestic classmates, like, yung challenges like din, kasi okay, you're on vet and TAFE. So parang yung growth in the company, hindi nabigyan. I'll say, if this person is really working hard, showing the commitment and passion for his or her role in that company, na not all the time nabibigyan ng pagkakataon, let's say, promotion or new additional responsibilities, hindi lang sa atin as international students, but even sa mga kaibigan natin na pasayan din.
How important it is for those students in the VET or TAFE sector or in the ELICOS to get involved with CISA?
It is very important because when we're new in an environment, di ba naghahanap tayo ng yung group natin o sino pwede natin malapitan or community. So others would have difficulty of finding. So I believe one way of establishing that connection to the community is to connect with CISA. If the institution, regardless if it's VET, TAFE, or ELICOS, would have international students organization, that would really help out, you know, establish that connection na hindi kayo nag-isa or meron kayong support sa labas ng institution across Australia. And you may probably share the same concerns or experiences. And it's also helpful to find that community. And also, I think it is important not just to connect with CISA, but also in their own local community. And in that way, one would be able to really feel that they are part, that they belong to that community. And with that interaction or connection with CISA, provided me an opportunity to meet other key stakeholders that I wouldn't be able to meet, or information or knowledge that I wouldn't know if I haven't gone or joined CISA, even just for the conference alone. Like, there's so many things that we get to know about international students, that the advocacy that we have rights, work rights, study rights, everywhere. We have rights as a citizen of our own nations, but here in Australia, now we are also protected. Like, I didn't know about the tuition protection and the ESAS Act before. I know there were information provided by our school when we joined or before we came to the school, but I wasn't that aware. So I think it is very important for VET, TAFE, ELICOS, and all international students to be involved, to be engaged with CISA.
But are there a lot of Filipinos involved with CISA? I don't think so.
Last year, we had several who have attended the conference. One from Darwin, one from Melbourne, whom that I've met.
Yeah, to think that there are a lot of Filipino students, Filipino international students in Australia.
Yes, there are a lot. And it's spread out from all different sectors.
Maybe the upcoming CISA conference will encourage them?
Yes, hopefully. Because like, since it will be in Canberra, and the Canberra Institute of Technology Student Association is really helping us out in the local organizing committee together with the Study Canberra, I believe we will be sending more students. And this year, we're really hopeful that there will be more than that TAFE and ELICOS participants.
And Canberra is so near Sydney, maybe?
Yes, the New South Wales Police has offered their bus to commute the other participants from Sydney and New South Wales.
Oh.
Yeah, New South Wales Police has always been supportive of CISA and international students community, and we are so blessed that we have this support.
I know the conference is starting on the 3rd, am I right?
Yeah, on the 3rd until the 6th. So we have pre-conference on the 3rd and the 4th, and this will be held at CIT, my alma mater. And then on the 5th and 6th will be at ANU. So yun yung main conference.
For those listening na still interested to come? Are they still able to register or?
Yes, they can still register.
Well, anyway, for those interested, na nasa VET or sa TAFE or sa ELICOS, how can they get involved with CISA?
If your institution or let's say your VET, TAFE, or ELICOS is under, let's say, a university, connect with your international students organization. If you don't have your organization in your own institution, connect with your international students officer and make sure that they communicate or connect with CISA. Alternatively, we do have our website and we also have our Facebook account and Twitter. So that's www.cisa.edu.au. And our Facebook page is still the same, Council of International Students Australia. And if you do have your own, like, local international students, like, Facebook page, that would also be a good start as well to communicate with other international students. And we hope this year we have more. I know, please, don't be turned away by the weather. Try to experience it. But the more we are, it's going to be warmer. Together we'll experience it, the winter here in Canberra. So we'll hope that we'll see more of our friends, international students, friends and colleagues who participate at the Council of International Students Australia National Conference here in Canberra on July 3 to 6.
Maraming salamat po la Josefa Sobido, National VET TAFE Officer ng Council of International Students Australia.
Maraming salamat, Annalyn. Maraming salamat sa imbitasyon.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.